Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, news listeners. It's Friday and a brand new month. Yes, welcome to your May 1st edition of the BTN News Show. Happy Labor Day to most of you around the world. Yes, like I said, it is May 1st, 2020. We've got the best technology news that's been happening, and we got it for you like we always do in about 5 minutes. Ever heard of a thing called shoelace? Yeah, I didn't either. Maybe that's why Google's killing it. Yes, this was all part of Google's experimental land. Actually, experimental area 120. Well, anyways, they launched shoelace in mid of 2019, in case you didn't know, which I didn't. And it was supposed to help people get together in real life. Well, they've shelved that now, probably because a lot of us are not getting together in real life right now. So, shoelace will be shutting down on May 12th. Now, this service was actually geared towards people looking for group activities with other locals who share the same interest. Now, Google's Area 120, as the development force behind this project, said it didn't feel like it's the right time to invest further in it. They didn't say it's completely dead, though. It could always pick up again. But currently, we'll be getting the mothballs out for shoelace. So many of us right now, of course, broadcasting from home, doing all of our work from home. If you want to look better than the rest, though, you know, you see people with their really crappy webcams, and you would just love to use your Canon EOS as a your setup, say, whoo, check this out. Well, you can now. Thanks to Canon pushing out some software for your EOS camera that'll send other webcams into the dust. Now, mind you, it's currently beta right now, and there's only 25 cameras that it actually currently supports. That would be the EOS Rebel, meaning the T100 and T6 series, the M200, the PowerShot G5X Mark II, the G7X Mark III, and the XS70HS. The whole list actually can be found over at Canon.com. Reddit is launching some built-in subreddit chat rooms. It's like a Reddit within Reddit. Actually, it's just a new chat room tool that actually is kind of a throwback to the way the internet used to be. And it will actually randomly sort users of popular subreddits into small, private group chats. And apparently will be rolling out to around 16,000 SFW subreddits this week. Now what you'll do is you'll see a button labeled Smart Chatting that'll be beneath the community's description. And then you'll be matched with a small group of up to about 7 or so users who are also in the subreddit group. Then all of you, of course, will be entered into that chat room for your private discussions. Now, if it does sound familiar to you, Reddit has done this before. They did a little experiment with it way back in 2018. It didn't go so well. Guess they're hoping with everybody home right now, they'll give it another whirl. And finally, okay, what is the most pain in the butt thing about wearing a mask? Well, if you try to unlock your phone with your face, yeah, that's the pain in the butt. Well, apparently Apple is aware of this, and they have a new workaround for us. At least according to CNBC, Apple is preparing to roll out a feature. This will be, by the way, in iOS 13.5. Yeah, another iOS update coming. This will let you actually immediately swipe up to enter your passcode. So if you were thinking, boy, it's gonna let me recognize me with my mask on, no, that ain't gonna happen. You're gonna have to use your fingers. But at least it's still better than making you wait for that irritating delay between your phone attempts to scan your face. No, and then it brings up your passcode. Now, the Face ID tweak was actually spotted in the latest beta release, meaning it'll be a little bit longer before we see it for the mainstream, though we are hearing it won't be too much longer, as Apple is seeing this update as a much-needed feature for all of its users, given the current situation. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, we'll send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website is located at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you find the news show, the Mac show, the big show, and the photo show. And you can subscribe to them over there as well. We're also on iTunes and many other popular podcasting platforms. Give us a like, too, on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. And, of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And there's always our BTN community over at our Slack room. Come on in and join the fun today at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a great Friday, have a fantastic weekend, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.